A small market, with exceptional working conditions and a benefit structure that most European casino staff have never encountered. Denmark has 7 licensed land-based casinos, all operating under strict regulation by the Danish Gambling Authority, Spillemyndigheden, and the vast majority run under the umbrella of Casinos Austria International, one of the largest casino operators in Europe. For casino professionals looking at land-based options in Scandinavia, Denmark is worth understanding properly, because the employment conditions are better than what most of the industry offers. The casinos. Denmark's licensed casino landscape is compact and well-defined. All 7 properties hold licenses issued by the Danish Gambling Authority, and all are located within hotels, a consistent feature of Danish casino regulation. Casino Copenhagen, Amager Boulevard 72300 Copenhagen, the largest casino in the country and the only licensed casino in the capital, located within the Radisson Blue Scandinavia Hotel. Around 25 live tables covering roulette, blackjack, craps, punto blanco, and poker, plus approximately 140 slot machines. The most active job market of any Danish property, partly because of its size, and partly because Copenhagen's accommodation costs drive more turnover than the properties in smaller cities. Casino Vesterport, Hammerichsgade 3, 1611 Copenhagen, a second licensed casino in the capital, smaller than Casino Copenhagen, and more centrally located near Vesterport Station. Casino Marienlyst, NDR. Strandvej 2, 3000 Elsinore. The oldest casino in Denmark, licensed in 1902 by Crown Prince Frederick, later King Frederick VIII, who granted the Marienlyst Hotel permission to operate with cash bets and payouts, and authorized the use of the royal crown in the casino's logo. For nearly 90 years, until the Danish Gambling Act of 1990 opened licensing to other operators, Casino Marienlyst was the only casino in the country. It overlooks the Øresund Strait toward Kronborg Castle, the inspiration for Elsinore and Shakespeare's Hamlet, and the Swedish coastline. For anyone who values a remarkable setting for their workplace, this property is difficult to match. Casino Odense, Klausbergsgade 7, 5000 Odense. Located within the Radisson Blue H.C. Andersen Hotel in Denmark's third largest city, 11 table games and around 35 slot machines. The casino has a reputation for maintaining a formal dress code, more so than most of the other Danish properties. Casino Munkebjerg, Munkebjergvej 125, 7100 Vejle. Situated on a hillside above the Vejlefjord within the Munkebjerg Hotel, consistently regarded as one of Denmark's most atmospheric casino settings. The combination of the hotel's location and wooded hills overlooking the fjord, and the quality of the operation, makes it one of the more sought-after postings in the Danish network. Casino Aalborg, Vedstranden 16, 9000 Aalborg. Located in the heart of Aalborg directly across from Jomfru Ane Gade, the city's well-known nightlife street. The casino shares its building with a hotel and benefits from high foot traffic in a city that draws large visitor numbers. Royal Casino Aarhus, Stortorv 4, 8000 Aarhus, centrally located in Aarhus's main square within the historic Hotel Royal, one of Denmark's oldest casino operations. It occupies a prestigious position in the city center and is generally considered a flagship property of the Danish network. The employment package. The working conditions available through Casinos Austria International's Danish operations are one of the reasons this employer consistently has more applications than open positions, particularly at the smaller properties where competition for available roles is intense. The salary structure combines a monthly base salary with tips. At several of the Danish properties, tip income can be large, more than many staff expect going in. The combination of base and tips produces total compensation that compares favorably with comparable roles across European gaming markets. On top of the salary, Danish employment law provides feriepenge, holiday pay, at a rate of 12.5% of monthly earnings, deposited by the employer each month and withdrawable by the employee at the beginning of their vacation period. For staff who have worked a full year, this accumulates to a real lump sum, in some cases exceeding 5,000 euros, paid at the point when they take their holiday. It is a structural feature of Danish employment that most people encounter for the first time in this market, and come to appreciate once they understand how it works. Scheduling is handled through both a web platform and a mobile app, making shift schedules and days off visible and accessible without the paper-based systems that older casino operations still rely on. It is a practical quality of life detail, but it reflects the general level of organizational competence that characterizes the operation. The management structure across the Danish casinos is strong, well-organized from HR through to floor management and surveillance, with decision-making that is both decisive when needed and supportive in the day-to-day. This is not a universal quality in casino employment, and it is one of the things former staff consistently identify as a distinguishing feature of the Danish operation. Practical considerations. Language. Positions are available to non-Danish speakers, and Casino Copenhagen in particular accepts applications without Danish language requirements at the point of hiring. However, most properties expect staff to be able to hold a basic conversational exchange in Danish within approximately 6 months. This is a reasonable standard rather than a barrier. Danish is learnable, and the immersive environment of living and working in Denmark accelerates the process. It should not deter anyone from applying, but it is worth knowing and planning for. Accommodation in Copenhagen. Housing costs in Copenhagen are among the highest of any Danish city, and they are the single most commonly cited factor behind turnover at Casino Copenhagen. Staff at the smaller properties, Vejle, Odense, Aalborg, Marienlyst, benefit from more affordable accommodation in their respective cities, which contributes to the greater stability and lower vacancy rates at those locations. For those considering Copenhagen, the practical approach is to research housing thoroughly before accepting a position and factor commute time into the calculation if living in surrounding areas makes financial sense. Competition for positions. Because the working conditions are good, positions outside Copenhagen are consistently oversubscribed. When a vacancy appears at Marienlyst, Munkebjerg, or Royal Casino Aarhus, competition among candidates is real. The advice is direct. When a position opens, apply immediately and present a thorough application. Waiting to see whether better timing might arise is a strategy that tends to result in someone else getting the role. The honest assessment. One aspect of the tipping culture at some Danish casinos stands out as distinctive, and not in the way that most casino cultures approach gratuities. At certain locations, dealers are encouraged to ask customers for tips regardless of context, whether the guest is a first-time visitor or a regular. This is a different dynamic from environments where tipping is organic and guest-initiated, and it can create occasional friction. It is, however, a minor note against an otherwise strong overall picture. The structure, the management quality, the Feriepenge, the scheduling systems, and the general working environment that Casinos Austria International has built in Denmark add up to an employment package that is difficult to find elsewhere in European land-based gaming. If a position comes available and you have the experience to apply for it, send the CV. 7 casinos, one strong operator, and a Feriepenge payout that lands like a small bonus at the start of every holiday. The Danes have done something right here,